It's 87 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee has experienced a small but concerning rise in the overuse of ivermectin. The antiparasitic was hailed by conservatives as a cure for COVID, despite a lack of scientific evidence. Now it's being pitched as a cure-all, even for cancer, and sold across state lines. One sign of ivermectin's popularity is the more than 60 calls it received by the Tennessee... Poison Center last year for possible ivermectin poisoning. It was the most since the medication was first popularized by podcasters and politicians in 2021. Tennessee may not have been a state at the country's founding, but the sons and daughters of the American Revolution are still bringing on new members from Middle Tennessee nearly 250 years later. Jack Emmert helped start a new chapter a couple of years ago after finding he's descended from a bodyguard of George Washington.
Genealogists will search your family tree until they can find somebody that had, there's some kind of notation in there of somebody that was in the military or did something for the United States, you know, for the rebels. I'm sorry.
The bad guys at the time.
Yeah. And they'll look for, you know, names of who they were affiliated with. And then all of a sudden light goes on with that's somebody that was in the Continental Army.
Some chapters around the country are reporting a slight surge in membership as people commemorate the 250th anniversary of the country. Our midday show, This is Nashville, features some of the Patriot stories. You can listen now at thisisnashville.org. A government official in Memphis has been indicted for using $44,000 in public funds for private purposes. She pleaded not guilty to 6 charges. Shelby County Clerk Tammy Sawyer faces 20 years in prison and $500,000 in fines. Sawyer allegedly spent money on things like Uber Eats and alcohol, according to the Tennessee Lookout. She's also accused of sending money to friends using PayPal, then having the friends send her the money back via Cash App. Before taking on her current role, Sawyer was a county commissioner for one term and has been a longtime community organizer. She's drawn criticism from Republicans for her opposition to the Memphis Safe Task Force. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.